We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Good afternoon. All right, I've got one of those fun little short clips for you to listen to. This is Jordan Peterson talking about the 1%. You know how liberals hate the 1%ers? They hate those rich people. Listen to this.
Well, just think about discussion of the 1%. It's like, well, those evil 1%. Do you know how much money you have to make in order to be in the top 1% in worldwide terms? It's 32. So it's like, well, why do you draw the boundary so that the top 1% are people that aren't you? If it's not envy, if you're doing okay, I mean, you're doing okay with an average working class salary. You're doing okay. I'm not saying you're doing great. You're not starving. You've got heat. You've got air conditioning. You've got access to electronic technology. You've got some ability to move forward into the future. So you're doing all right. And by historical standards, you're doing damn fine. So why all of a sudden is the 1% that you're envious of only those people who are richer than you when you're also part of the 1% worldwide, if that's not envy?
Yeah, you remember that cut we played a couple of weeks ago with a woman getting freaked out because she was being busted on saying that small European countries were better on race issues. Was that what it was, Anthony? Was that race? I think it was. Anyway,
we do not have the best system.
We do not. She was great. Anyway, this is a similar kind of bait and switch.
I love the music under it.
I hate that they do that on the shorts.
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's so unnecessary. The thing's compelling all by itself. What Jordan Peterson is doing is saying the worldwide statistic for being in the 1% is making $32,000 a year. So why are you fudging your numbers to make it convenient for you to have some superiority thing over those evil rich when you're one of the evil rich by a very reasonable measure? Worldwide, 1%, $32,000 a year makes you there. I just think that's fun.
Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday. Holidays fast approaching. I'm taking a vacation next week. I can't believe it. Just got approved. Everything's set. Fill-ins you'll love. And I get a little R&R. All right, I want to play this woman for you again. It took me a little while to find it because I labeled the file Stunned Leftist, which is what's great about this. And it's kind of like the Jordan Peterson cut I just played. Remember this?
Dominant narrative in America is white people are evil, white people suck, we should be ashamed of ourselves. And
I don't think we should
be
ashamed of ourselves. I think that we should take responsibility for the system that we've created.
The best system in the world?
We do not have the best system
in the
world.
Who has a better system?
That is the best response ever. What are you, a moron? We don't have the best system in the world.
We do not have the best system
in
the world.
Who has a better system?
There are many European countries that are much better off than
us. Oh, you mean like the European countries with a higher density of whites, like Northern Europe?
That's one way to phrase it, I guess.
You don't mean Turkey.
No.
You don't mean Eastern Europe?
No.
With the communists. So the only time you can come up with a system that's better than America, it's a country that's more white than America.
Oh, he nailed her. That cut even survives the bad music in the background. Or in the foreground, wherever they put it.
Oh, we do not have the best system.
Who has
world?
A better system?
We do not have the best system.
We do not. You can't say that in polite company.
I don't, the craziest part of that is, what do you mean we've created? Who is this collective we? Like, I don't understand that about Democrats. Like, they're like this shame of like, oh, we have created. Like, what do you mean we? We are born into this terrible government system. And yes, we should hold it accountable. That doesn't mean that we just, you know, bow down to the powers that be. Like, I just don't even know what that means.
Well, they don't know either, which is the point. They've just been taught to speak like this. But the thing is, if you are making white people bad and to blame because they're guilty of victimizing, then you're making everything about race and you're putting everybody into a defensive stance to see what's being done to them. This is the ugliest sort of politics you can practice, and it's what the party of love and compassion and good government favors, and that is ugliness. They're doing ugliness as a specialized approach to reprogramming the country. This isn't just, you know, a one-off thing that they're advocating, but they're now delivering this sick system of everything is about race when really very little in our country is about race. And if you wanted to cure these problems, this is the most important thing. If you want to cure the things that happen to line up along racial lines in terms of differences, what you will find is the Democrats operate the areas where the underserved are underserved.
Well, just think about discussion of the 1%. It's like, well, those evil 1%. Do you know how much money you have to make in order to be in the top 1% in worldwide terms? It's 32. So it's like, well, why do you draw the boundary so that the top 1% are people that aren't you? If it's not envy, if you're doing okay, I mean, you're doing okay with an average working class salary. You're doing okay. I'm not saying you're doing great. You're not starving. You've got heat. You've got air conditioning. You've got access to electronic technology. You've got some ability to move forward into the future. So you're doing all right. And by historical standards, you're doing damn fine. So why all of a sudden is the 1% that you're envious of only those people who are richer than you when you're also part of the 1% worldwide, if that's not envy?
It's hate, maybe. I feel bad for the poor guitar player in the background there. Like, this guy worked his whole life to be able to play the guitar this well, and he's in the background of a Jordan Peterson short.
If it's not
music,
if you're doing okay,
his
then you're
beautiful
doing okay
music.
It's
just the background on a YouTube clip. But anyway, Jordan Peterson making the point that if you make $32,000 a year, you are a 1%er around the world. If you don't just chop it off at the United States. Now, the United States has rich people. Why is that? Is that something wrong, or is that just a circumstance that political opportunists have decided they could package and use as a club against the United States because we have no context? And if you're offering data points out of context and insinuate they're evil without even describing why, most people will never ask why. Why is that bad for some people to have a lot of money? I think it's good. Yes, Anthony.
I think the reason they put that music under it, I just wanted to give you context, on like TikTok or Instagram now, whenever there's like an inspirational or like humbling video, they have to put that music under it to make you feel like, oh, yeah.
So they have quick
the
emotional
message,
punch.
Yeah, it really gets through immediately when you hear that guitar.
I think it kills the message.
In worldwide terms?
And I think about
32.
That poor musician
so like,
and his
well,
family
why do you draw the boundary so that the top 1%
isn't
are people
isn't there something
that aren't
we
you?
Can do to make them take your song off of their song? You know?
Oh, my gosh. But that is a great point by Peterson, though. I mean, we could all sit here and be upset about our lives, but then we could go ignore politics and sit in our house and watch Netflix or play PlayStation and, you know, ignore the world. So, you know, It's not like we do have the worst lives, and it's not like everyone has that, but it does seem like even the people who have less here have more than others.
Well, the real point is that the rich are one of the reasons we are so well off. And we don't need, like, Biden's pushing this thing, these taxes won't hit anyone making less than $400,000 a year. You know that lie? And the reason that's a lie is, first, they always start new things with favorable rates to suck you in. And then after it's passed, then they raise them. So that's a bait and switch. And the second, I'll tell you in a couple of minutes, but let's grab some phone calls after we do a quick weather report. Tonight, cold, 27 degrees. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, just poking the temperature over 50 degrees. And Thursday will be breezy and milder as we get a warm day this week with temperatures busting into the mid-60s, low to mid-60s. Rain at night down to 35 degrees, then Friday back to normal, colder than normal even. Even 48 degrees, if you can believe it. Right now, we've got 45 at WTIC. Stephen calling from Winchester. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Todd. I really can't blame the politicians. The politicians are just acting like natural, greedy human beings. All human beings are self-interested, some more extreme than others. And if we didn't have the consumer eating what the politicians were dishing out, they would find something else to dish out. It's profitable for them because the country's full of consumers that eat what they're cooking.
Their offerings. I mean, yes, but my only problem with what you're saying is that it's not human nature in general, because if you look at the human nature of the consumers of the information that's being handed out, the total crap that's fed out by the Ned Lamonts and all, who are just lying with every word choice, even their pronouns, even their, I don't even know what form of words they are, the little irrelevant words in a sentence. They're carefully choosing to make sure you're deceived. And the average person is so good and so good-natured that they have no idea that the degree to which they're being lied to. They can't even begin to imagine. And when I try to explain it to people, like I'll be sitting there at Thanksgiving and I'll try to explain to somebody and they won't believe me even when I show them the facts.
Well, the question is, how do they get to those places? How do these people get to where they're so easily deceived? And I'd have to say it goes back to greediness again. The parents weren't spending the time and diligence raising their children because they were greedy. Because after World War II, the moms all went to work and left their kids at home to fend for themselves. It used to be the moms stayed at home and the fathers brought the bacon home. And now
that's one way to look at it, Stephen. Thank you for the call. I choose not to look at it like that. I don't want to plug everything into everything is bad and everyone's evil in the world kind of scenarios. And I choose not to serve my own interests by twisting every narrative into what works for my own. So let me put it another way. If an argument that I come up with happens to feed too readily into my own predispositions, I challenge that and test it against alternative narratives. Those narratives are a little too pat for my taste. I think humans are trusting of humanity because that's the road to a happier life. If you listen to, occasionally we get calls from miserable people here. Yeah, you can just hear their twisted up contempt for the world and for life and maybe for themselves. And you don't want to sound like them. You don't want to be like them. They're the ones who assume that everything in the world is the worst it could be, and humans are awful, and they're always getting the shaft. And that could be true, but even if it's true, it's not the best way to think. It's not the best attitude to have, because it makes you twisted inside. It makes you ugly inside. It makes you discouraged inside. So I don't look at it that way. I think people fall for the arguments of politicians because humans are good. And humans are good-natured and trusting of their fellow man. And most of the time, that trust serves them pretty well. And I think people are starting to learn now. It's a long road to travel to come to terms with what lying scum so many are in the political class. But it is an easy road for them to go. And I'll tell you, I spell it out for people as plain as day. The simplest arguments I can take, like, why is it that people think Democrats like minorities and care about their well-being when Democrats control all the areas where those same groups of people claim they're being abused, poorly educated, attacked and killed by police, living in the most violent neighborhoods, no business opportunities, no capital for... Why is it that the party of love and compassion has total control over those neighborhoods, and yet they don't improve? And people can't even absorb it. It's such a compelling question. Which, by the way, minorities and other poor people who aren't minorities, it is possible to be white and poor. Poor people in general are starting to understand that themselves. They see what liars the Democrats are, how they don't deliver, and how they just play emotional games or just transfer funds to buy votes. But they don't actually deliver what they say they're delivering. They'll tear down a statue. They'll attack a policy from 50 years ago. But they don't attack the policies right now, the ugly stuff they oversee. And people can't see that as plain as day as it is. George calling from St. Louis. Hi, George.
Hi, Todd. I think this should be required viewing by everybody. It's called
What's that?
It's a documentary, The Men That Built America. And it took the geniuses and the tycoons like Westinghouse, J.P. Morgan, Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Ford. It showed how they had such wealth, tremendous wealth and genius. They took us from a dirt poor country to the 20th century and beyond. And yep. these guys will make you proud to be white because they were the ones. That innovated and drew from their own wealth, but made everybody surrounding them wealthy as well. This should be required viewing. I believe the Democrats, as far as the evolution of mankind, is setting everyone backwards.
What is the name of the movie again, and where do you find it?
Poor country. I'm sorry.
Where do you find the movie, and what's it called?
Yeah, it's called The Men That Built America.
Where can you watch it?
I don't remember. Was it
Netflix?
It's a documentary series.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I
one
don't
of the
recall.
On-demand channels.
But
come on, George, find out for us and let us know,
no,
okay?
But it showed all those guys that evolved and just drew.
No, we get the idea for the content. We just need to know where to find it. Thank you, George. 860-522-9842. The rant line number. Rants, by the way, in about 40, 45 minutes. Rants, 860-751-4698.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
I just told Anthony, take that dumb baseball cap off your head. You've got that, you're in that rare period of your life where you have a full head of hair and you hide it. How crazy is that? Look, it's got color and everything, and you don't dye it, do you? I like how you just shook it out like that. It makes you look intelligent, like very thoughtful and intellectual. You could play one on TV. Don, East Hartford. Hi, Don.
Hey, Todd. I was listening to your last caller, and you was naming out.
Well, of course you were.
All of these great white Americans who built this country and what they did to build this country. Why is it? Somebody should tell him. Ask him. What about the free slave labor? that builds this, that helped to build this country, and the immigrant labor that is continuing to sustain this country. Immigrant and slave labor is what built this country.
Well, I wouldn't say it's one or the other. I would say that they were operating in the disastrous times they lived in, like we operate now in the disastrous times we live in. I mean, should we pay tribute to great men like Dick Blumenthal, U.S. Senator? Should there be statues of him, or do we just look at him as another evil white man who was in the powerful party in the state of Connecticut when they wouldn't let any minorities to speak of hold office? All the white guys with their power, what's that about? Don't we hate them?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Politicians are a reflection of society.
Why do you let them off? They're a reflection of society now, but not back then?
I don't see where you're going with that conversation.
I think you found it, which is a contradiction. I'm trying to show there's a contradiction. So you can't blame people who are living right now for the fact that the Democrats are racist and won't give opportunities to minorities. All we can do is do the best we can within the corrupt, distorted system that we have to try to help each other out.
That's all they could do.
Somebody starting a business and operating it to the best of his abilities 100 years ago or 200 years ago or 50 years ago, all they were doing was operating in the corrupt, awful times they lived in. But the beautiful thing about America is we're at the best of those curves in whatever era we're living in. We are pushing the curve of giving people opportunity and equality.
I would say we have more work to do, but we have made progress.
So why is everything got to be negative and hateful? I don't understand.
I'm saying that your caller came on and was glorifying all of these great men, as if they are the only ones who contributed to the development and the upliftment of this country and the progress of this country. What about slave labor that they used to build this country? What about immigrant labor that is now sustaining this country? doing jobs that...
What about it? Immigrants are human, too, and someday they'll be making movies about the immigrants of today, like I'm sure you will discover that some of the great men in that movie were immigrants from their time, as the founders of these of this country were immigrants into this country, and still they did bad things, and we have to tear down their statues because they lived in the times they lived in.
All I'm saying, we have to pay equal homage to both sides.
Well, I don't know about equal homage, but I get your point that you don't want them to go unmentioned, and that's good. That's why we have open phone lines here. For you, Don, because you rock.
Yes, Don. All right.
All right. Thank you. Did you hear him humoring me? All right. There goes Feinberg again. All right. 860-522-9842. We go to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center now. Mark Christopher is monitoring the roads for any hiccups, and I hear that 6 drops of water cure the hiccups. I don't know if that's true or not, Mark.
6? Why? I wonder where the number 6 came up.
It's six, some superstitious thing, you know?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
What are we doing? Well, we're moving the show along as best we can. Let's talk to Jerry Glastonbury. Hi, Jerry.
How you doing, Todd? So I wanted to comment on your listener who called about the men, who made America. And, you know, y'all, they were geniuses. And it's great that you can acknowledge that they were geniuses. But they also were the guys that ended up making people create unions. You know, I mean, people died in some of their plants before unions came. So, and although you can't, I don't want to be blamed as a man living in today's world for what these guys did, the bad things that they did, because they were geniuses, and you have to acknowledge that. So I agree with the gentleman who called that, you know, people, you just can't sit here and go, well, hey, you know, they might have been slave owners even back then, you know, back to Carnegie, you know, back that far when oil.
Here's my problem with what you're saying, though, only that we all live in the context of our times. And that's why we will in 20 years look back at the Democratic Party today as a criminal organization, and we'll be tearing down all their statues if it takes that long. Because they are the ones who are destroying America on purpose with full understanding of what they're doing. They are destroying our system of government, and they are keeping minorities under their thumb and without assets and without power and without progress in this country by playing psychological games on them and talking about how evil things were 50 years ago. How about how evil things are now? How about fixing the problems of right now? The only reason they're talking about the problems of 50 years ago or 100 years ago is to cover up the disastrous conditions they create right now, these politicians.
All right, so how come, let me ask you this, Todd. So last week I heard Bob Stefanowski on your show, and he brought up this thing that came out in the newspaper, which, you know, I didn't catch it, and I read that newspaper every day, about Governor Lamont and Annie's little company that he seems to have awarded a contract to. And, you know, how come Bob Stefanowski is not pushing that story everywhere and anywhere that he can? Because, you know what, I haven't heard
Are you talking about the semaphore? You're talking about the semaphore story? The company that the Lamonts...
Correct. Lamont asked, "Hey, what do I need to do this?" And
well, you just said you heard about it because of him. He can't only talk about one thing. The trouble is, you have a completely rigged system, and nobody else talks about it, even though it's a story everybody knows about. The media won't mention it.
The story comes out, and then Lamont announces he's going to run again, and everybody thinks he's the big superhero here of the COVID. And it just blows my mind that, you know, him and his wife are making money off the, you know, and he's the governor. Off the back of the taxpayers again.
Yes, but that's the point. Thank you, Jerry. The point is, government is corrupt by its very nature. And this is what the founders, they may have owned slaves, but they were brilliant enough to understand that couldn't sustain. It was immoral. And they wanted to create a system that would have it would be essentially a track upon which they could get a smooth ride through history to a place where we would move towards justice over time. It's the only way to get there. has to be grassroots. People have to go along with the ride. But you only get justice if you have the mechanisms in place. And they created the mechanisms. So all the people who are speaking up and that's blaming it on the founders for being old white men, white supremacists, or because they own slaves, are missing the point that they were the ones who, even though they grew up in that context and lived in that context and got rich in that context, still worked to change the things that had benefited them. That sounds like a beautiful thing to me. And if we could get Dick Blumenthal and Ned Lamont and some of these other fakers to do the same thing, we could get somewhere. But they don't. They keep pointing people back to those evil white men of the past, and they somehow don't notice when they look in the mirror that they're the evil white men of today. I want to wake people up to this fact. Joining us right now is Alfonso McGriff. Hello there, McGriff.
Hi. How you doing, Todd?
I want to get things charged up a little bit for you.
Well, I'm looking at this thing and this country and things that are going on in this country from the standpoint of I'm starting to figure out that everything is just pretty much going the way it's supposed to go. And all of the violence.
According to whom?
According to the tree. You know, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. So what I'm saying is today is the fruit from the tree of yesterday. And
in other words, the corruption of today that I was just talking about, the racism of the Democratic Party and the way the tricks they play on minorities to make them look at the past instead of the present, yeah. Those things are natural in a country that had slavery. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not talking about slavery. I'm not talking about evil white people. I'm not talking about hate. I'm talking about the bird's eye view of how things are going in this country. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm looking at it for what it is. And I'm saying...
Yeah, but what is it?
This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is what is happening and how this country is moving is simply how it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Even when you got a drive-by shooting at a Colorado high school with six teenagers injured and all of the other horrible, violent things that are going on, I'm starting to see that it's not an anomaly, but it's just based on how this country is moving, it's just collateral damage. It's almost expected because there's no real attempt to improve it, because if you really wanted to improve it, you would start doing something that would work on the minds and consciousness of the people in a more positive and productive way, as opposed to creating a reality where conflict and confrontation is the norm. So,
but how would you do that if you wanted to right now? What are the avenues that you see where it could be done?
Well, you know what's pretty amazing when you ask that question? It reminds me of the 16-week quarantine and the way they set people up to be ready to be vaccinated and paranoid and feared and frightened is to get people to agree to stay home for 16 weeks, be locked in the house and watch the news. And then the news did nothing for 16 weeks straight during the quarantine but keep people in fear and frightened and paranoid and afraid. And so what I'm saying, this country knows how to use the system and the setup to move minds in the way that it wants people to move. So it's not rocket science. It's being used every day, all day in this country. It's just that the way this country is working, it's not interested in what's best for the people. It's just simply interested in what's best for the few who want to control everything.
Yes. Well, that's because the few have achieved control of everything. And I don't even know if describing it as the few is right, but I guess that's right, because special interests now have rigged everything so that the mechanisms of our... Go ahead.
In comparison to the numbers, if you got 320 million people in the country, and you might have 1,000 or so people running everything. That's a few, man.
Well, there are huge numbers of people in different walks of life who run things, but they are infinitesimal compared to the total population. You're right.
Right.
But there are all these rigged systems, and nothing flows the way it's supposed to flow. And so the way I hear your remark, Alfonso, is that when you create a country like ours 240 years ago and you design it in such a way as to make it very, very difficult to hack and to break through the protections to make sure that power can't be consolidated into the hands of the few, well, you would expect it might take a couple hundred years before everybody could figure out how to take advantage and to rig things. And now we live in a totally rigged system. So you have schools that don't work, try to change them. You can't change them. There was a great report I mentioned earlier in the New York Times about this Pennsylvania school. What town was that, Anthony, in Pennsylvania that you said was near you, where the New York
Central
Times
Bucks, it's technically like Doylestown area.
Okay, so they go there and they study why there's so much anger in the school system, and effectively what they're reporting on, the parents coming to the meetings, you know, really upset over the rigged system of the schools and the fact that they can't influence their own schools. And they clearly are upset because they just, over month after month, they won't reopen the schools. And they did a poll and like 85% of the parents wanted the schools reopened and the kids back full time, and they would not do it. And there's only one way that happens, and that's because of unions. And if people can't face up to the rigged system and say, we don't want the rigging anymore, we understand there was an argument for it, but now we see it causes more damage than it's worth. You know, at some point, people have to stand up and rise up and speak for themselves. And maybe that's going on now. Do you have any sense of that?
No. It's people are standing up and speaking, but people are just angry. And the angry, they're angry people who have no power, which means those who are really making the moves and making the decisions, who cares that they're angry? Again, that's just a little collateral damage. That's just the part of the norm that comes with how things are set up and created to be and created to function. You got six major media outlets controlling what everybody sees and trying to control what everybody thinks. It's only six.
We're having a discussion like this a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you were involved, Alfonso. We're talking to Alfonso McGriff. But we were talking about the small numbers making noise and how can they influence anything. And then I just got the idea to look up Boston Tea Party for the number of people involved. Guess how many people took part in the Boston Tea Party? Not 10 years ago, but 240 years ago. That historic event, it was 116 people. You can say they don't have a voice, and yet the powerful are carefully orchestrating their schemes. Like if you watch when Ned extends his emergency powers again and again and again and again, he's very cautious about the lies he tells to make it possible, the deceptions he lays down in advance to get people ready for it, the way he leaks it out gradually. So if people want to object, he leaves them some sharp corners to eliminate to make them feel better. Like he makes it too long, so he cuts a month off of it or a couple months off of it. You know, they are always in fear. Everybody is in every kind of government. It doesn't matter. They're always fearful of the people and fearful of a rising up. And that can happen at any moment. So I disagree on that part. I think small numbers of people can make a big difference.
Well, yeah, that's what I was told. I was told that Jackie Robinson and Martin Luther King as individuals changed the world. Jackie Robinson and Martin Luther King didn't change a damn thing. All they did was make a contribution to the illusion that things are changing.
Well, that was part of the movement to make sure they couldn't change the world too much, was to exaggerate what they had achieved so people, just like they do now. We ran a story on our newscast today about Michelle Wu, W-U, an Asian woman, being sworn in as mayor of Boston. Like, who cares? But everybody pretends that's some achievement. No, the achievement is when it's not mentioned. That's the achievement. That's the historic moment. I agree with you there. Alfonso McGriff, always fascinated to talk with you. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you next week. Alfonso is a businessman in Hartford and a writer. He wrote a book. What's it called? I got it right here. The Book of Abe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.